We're going to take you to Bakersfield, where a Catholic parish has rallied around a priest accused of sexual abuse. That kind of public support is not unusual, but some say it has a silencing effect on victims. Hundreds of people gather in song at St. Francis Church in Bakersfield. The room is packed. Parishioners spill into the hallways. People hold candles as a sign of support. But outside, Denise Arabady says she doesn't believe the recent allegations against Monsignor Craig Harrison.
I was shocked. I said, no way. Can't be. And why did they wait so many years to report this, etc.?
According to the Roman Catholic Diocese of Fresno, two men have recently come forward accusing Harrison of sexual misconduct when they were minors. Arabady says she thinks the motive behind these allegations is money. But even if police found these allegations to be true,
I still won't believe it. He's just not that type. He's just always helping people, etc. And if that were to come out, I would be in total shock. They would probably have to scrape me off the floor.
Jamie Aguilar is also at the vigil. She says she mistrusts any police investigation.
They need to go back and study and get better degrees to figure out this investigation, because there's no way it's true. Absolutely none.
Harrison has been a priest in several Valley churches for decades. One allegation against him dates back to the late 1980s in Merced. Merced Police Lieutenant Jay Strubel says even if the investigation finds credible evidence, the statute of limitations prevents a prosecution. The other allegation took place in Fireball. The Fireball police chief did not respond to multiple requests for comment. Thomas Plant has researched and worked with accused priests and victims for more than 30 years. He teaches psychology at Santa Clara University and psychiatry at Stanford University. He says vigils offer parishes solidarity.
Catholics certainly are used to doing rituals, and having sort of a ritualized experience makes a lot of sense.
He says it's easier for victims to come forward now than it was in the 60s and 70s. But when it's a popular priest,
you're going to invite a lot of rejection. People are going to be questioning your motives. Other victims, if there are other victims out there, they are probably going to be more reluctant to come forward if they feel like they're taking on someone who is beloved.
Historically, Plant says people have put priests on pedestals, and that's hard to reconcile with alleged sexual misconduct.
Well, it might not fit the stereotype, still might be true, and it's hard for people to understand that sex offenders come in all sorts of different shapes and sizes and flavors and colors and so forth, and the stereotype is just that. It's just a stereotype.
And Plant says sometimes the allegations against priests are false, but the vast majority are true. Joey Piscatelli is a Northern California leader for SNAP. That stands for the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. SNAP sent a letter to the diocese bishop, Joseph V. Brennan, urging him to cancel the vigil because of its effect on victims.
I want them to think about this. Supposing your kid was raped by this priest, would you like a bunch of people to assemble to say that the priest is telling the truth and your daughter's lying? Why would you do that?
Piscatelli says he was sexually abused by a priest when he was a minor. And when he came forward, he was called a liar. It's one reason why people don't report abuse until much later.
It's hard for them to do anything at all, let alone come forward, and there's a fan base for the priest who's been accused of abuse. So all in all, it's a really bad idea.
Kyle Humphrey is Harrison's attorney. He says the allegations are false. But he argues the vigil is not meant to stop victims from coming forward.
Your hypersensitivity to being victim-centric ignores due process of law, freedom of religion, freedom of expression, and the opportunity to know your accuser. I mean, you can't throw away what's great about this country because you're concerned that a victim might not come forward.
And that freedom of expression is happening outside the church as well, where half a dozen people protest the vigil.
No compassion for the victim! No compassion for the victim! None at all!
Carolyn Stribling is one of the protesters.
This church is sending a horrible message to other victims of sexual assault, other children, a part of this church, that your voices don't matter, that we don't care, we're gonna support our elders or, you know, the people running the church.
Back inside the church, the vigil is ending.
As we leave the church, take the light of Christ with you into the world as a beacon of hope for the abused and the accused.
And there's a request.
Cards and envelopes are provided for everyone to write a sentiment in support and prayer to Monsignor Harrison.
With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.